It's a pretty good trick, don't you think? Especially for the beginning of your ministry, turning water into wine. It'd be a pretty great way to start my first Sunday here, wouldn't it? So I was going to, but actually my glass of water has disappeared that I had up here to turn into... Is it? Okay. Ah, there it is. All right. Very good. See, I had one here because I thought, what a great way to impress you all on this first Sunday, don't you think? So, Amanda, you want your liturgist. You want to taste that and make sure that it's really water. It's water? Okay. Okay. So, let's give it a shot, shall we? So, maybe this will be like Peter Pan with Tinkerbell. If you all think along with me. All right. Well, the Bible doesn't say whether it was red or white wine, so maybe it's still... Well, here, Amanda, you might... Would you know wine if you tasted it? Okay, we'll taste that and see. No? Huh. Well, that's disappointing, isn't it? I guess I'm not Jesus, which may be an even better lesson for my first Sunday with you. We do have a Savior. It's Jesus. It's not your pastor. There is one who works miracles. And it's not me. It's not your pastor. There is one Lord and head of the church. And it's Jesus Christ. It's not your pastor. Certainly not me. But Jesus turns water into wine as his first miracle, turning something ordinary into something extraordinary, and setting the stage, I would suggest, for his whole ministry, which is all about transformation. That's what our journey of faith is all about, transformation. Being changed into something better than we started. I remember when it was first suggested to me almost 20 years ago that I consider going to seminary, my first reaction was, that's crazy. I am not pastor material. I am ordinary water. I am not pious. I have doubts and anxieties and fears, and I am not pastor material. That's usually what everyone says when God taps them on the shoulder. He says, maybe you should do this. But God said, trust. Have a little faith. And slowly, gradually, step by step, day by day, over the years, I've gotten a little better as a person and a pastor. But that's true for all of us on this walk of faith. We trust that God will begin to transform us slowly, gradually, step by step, day by day, into something better than we were when we started the journey. But it's not easy, and it's usually not comfortable to change, to be transformed. We're human beings. We like habits and routines. We like to stay doing the same thing we've always done. But that's not how God's kingdom works. God always says, sing a new song. In Christ, there is a new creation. What is past has gone away. God is always about moving forward into the future. You know, we live in a culture and a country where there are many people who would like to go back. Let's go back to how things used to be. You know, when they were so wonderful. The past always looks so much more wonderful when you look back at it. But that's not how God's kingdom works. God's kingdom is always about moving forward and growing and changing and being better. And you can't grow and be transformed without changing. But that can be painful. Think of the seed that the farmer plants in the ground, or maybe you plant in the spring. If you planted a seed and it just stays a seed, you're not going to be very happy. The seed has to change. And if you've ever seen time-lapse photography of a seed growing into a plant, you know that the seed has to be ripped open and then this sort of stem starts to grow. It looks painful, doesn't it? And growth and change can be uncomfortable. But that's what transformation is all about. And it's good news that we don't always have to remain where we are or where we were. We can be better than we were. We don't have to be stuck in those assumptions that we make about ourselves or that other people may make about us. We can be better. God has something more amazing and wonderful in mind for each of us, and we can grow into being what God wants us to be. Slowly, gradually, the ordinary becoming extraordinary. And this is not just true for us as individuals. It's true for us as a congregation as well. I think that's what Paul is getting at in his first letter to the Corinthians when he reminds them about gifts, that we all have different gifts. There's a variety of gifts. You know, if all of us here had the exact same gifts, what a boring place this would be. And we wouldn't get much done. If you were all preachers, and we had a congregation full of preachers, one, the Sunday morning would probably last for hours. But also, who would do the real work? So we all have different gifts and strengths and weaknesses. And as you'll discover, I have a couple of strengths. I have many weaknesses, and they're different than the ones you're used to that Maggie had or Bill or Joe. And yet we come together to complement each other. Some of you have gifts of service. Some of you have gifts of organization. Thank God for you. Some of you have gifts for speaking. Some of you have gifts for working with the youth. And again, thank God for you. But we complement each other when we come together. And we are transformed together to be more than the sum of our parts with God's help. That's why we come together. You know, it's easy to be a Christian when you're all by yourself sitting at home, isn't it? It's so easy to love other people when I'm sitting all by myself at home. But then I get around other people, and things become more difficult. And yet we're here to support each other and to challenge each other and to help each other grow and to grow together, to be transformed as individuals, to be transformed as a church family, and thus to transform the world together. Water into wine. That's what this is all about. That's, I think, why Jesus offered this first miracle, taking what is ordinary and everyday and doing extraordinary, amazing things with it. That's our hope. That's our plan. And I am excited and eager that we have now started that journey together. Amen.